You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into MLB.com Extras, D-backs edition. Arizona getting busy down in Arizona. Spring training, games starting this weekend. Before that, though, the D-backs and all the teams based in the Cactus League held a media day press session earlier this week. Managers, general managers on hand to speak about their teams, and that was the case for the D-backs, who made some news this week. Jerrod Dyson, the speedster, also in the mix. He met with reporters this week. I mentioned Hazen being down at Media Day in the Cactus League, and he spoke about missing out on J.D. Martinez and adding the other J.D., Jerrod Dyson.
Got a J.D. added to the roster recently. Jerrod Dyson, he's the newest addition. What do you think he's going to bring to the ball club?
Well, we think he's going to add quite a bit of speed, defense, versatility, a complement to a lot of what we're doing in the outfield already, as well as, you know, doing his own thing when he's out there on a routine basis. So, you know, we think his character, we think his experience, we everything we heard of him as a teammate, we think that's going to add nicely to our culture too.
Just like last spring, there's going to be a little bit of an infield competition. How do you see that playing out, and you feel it's a good thing overall for the ball club?
I think competition is always a good thing when you go into spring training. No matter what level your club's at or where you're at, I think guys competing for spots, guys competing for at-bats, pushing each other, the young guys pushing the older guys, and the guys that are on the club pushing each other. We believe in versatility. We have a number of guys that play a number of positions, which allows for that really to foster an environment that we think is conducive to really fine-tuning your level of play.
And then on that note, looks like there's also going to be competition the back end of the bullpen with some new faces that were brought in. How do you see that playing out? And it's got to be good for the bullpen overall.
Yeah, we think that the competition in the back end of the bullpen is going to be important. We knew it was something we had to address going into the offseason. We feel like we've done that to some level. We'll continue to look at it through free agency the rest of the way. And we think we have a lot of good young guys that are ready to step up and into some of those roles.
Torrey Lovello was also on hand. He spoke a lot about building on what was a tremendous first season for him as skipper of the D-backs.
Last year was a tremendous year, and we built a nice foundation and a really, really competitive culture that we want to continue seeing in 2018. So, you know, we had a lot of success last year, and we want to turn the page on what we've learned and what we did and accomplished and look to do bigger and better things in 18.
Just had a new player addition very recently. Jerrod Dyson's added to the mix. What are you expecting from him?
We were very fortunate that he landed with us. I know he had some choices, and, you know, to get him in this mixture of our outfield, he brings a really, really high level of excitement and solid ball playing, and I can't wait to get him here. I know he's on his way in, and he's going to come into camp and get going full steam ahead.
And then someone who people maybe were thinking about for the outfield, that storyline with J.D. Martinez, he's now officially departing. What's your sort of thoughts on how that all played out?
Well, you know, I'm really happy for J.D., and that's pretty much the thought process that I had the entire time, was that he came in here. He was a tremendous player for us last year. He helped push us to the next level. And, you know, unfortunately, he's not back with us, but we know that's the nature of the game. And I've been saying all along, I just want the best for J.D., and I know he landed in Boston, and he'll be in a very, very good spot and very comfortable spot and be able to produce there.
And then you talk about the outfield situation with the infield. There might be, just like last year, a competition.
Yeah.
What's your take on how that could play out?
Well, we like competition here. We think that brings out the best in everybody. And, you know, guys that don't back away from competition seem to rise up and separate themselves. So we know there's a lot of middle infielders that are competing for spots in the starting lineup and for playing time. And we're excited about that. So it means we have good players. It means we have a lot of players we have to analyze, we have to watch and evaluate. And it's going to be a really, really exciting spring.
All right, so you like competition. There might also be one for the closer spot in the bullpen.
Yeah, right.
What do you think about that?
We feel like we have three really good moving parts down there, and that's not to slight anybody else in our bullpen. We had a lot of really good arms last year that never really get mentioned besides the three of Hirano, Boxberger, and Archie Bradley. So we know that they all have an incredible amount of experience in different roles in different areas and in different countries. But we like what we see so far. So we're going to go out and evaluate them, much like we are the guys during spring and play, that are playing shortstop, and see where that lands us. But we like the guys that we have, and it's about getting outs late in the game.
And then new addition this year, the humidor. Right. You know, how do you feel like that might impact, you know, the pitching and the hitting?
Well, last year we feel like our pitchers did a great job in a pretty offensive environment. In years past, our pitchers came in and threw the ball very, very well at Chase Field. So credit to them, despite the fact that it could have been a little bit of an uptick in offense. But I'm a big player for leveling the playing field. So if the humidor regulates the baseball in the eyes of MLB and the commissioner's office, I'm all for it. So I don't think it'll be a huge adjustment. I feel like offensively we have very good hitters. And like I mentioned about the pitchers, I think they're going to go out and continue to do their job.